The initial approval was emergency use authorization, or EUA. And on the basis of that, there was a recommendation that everybody get the vaccine who was eligible. That approval is done only at times of national emergency and is made to reflect that given the extraordinary circumstances of the pandemic, on the basis of the interim data that was available, the safety and efficacy was such that the FDA recommended people moving forward with the vaccine and that they would collect data. The form means that the FDA has determined that the level of data is sufficient to have a formal approval of that vaccine for general use, much like it would for any other drug that receives approval. That has occurred so far for the Pfizer vaccine. I've read a press release today saying that Moderna has submitted its package for consideration of full FDA approval. I don't yet know what the status is of the J&J request for full FDA approval. As part of those submissions, every company must say, we are going to do the following things as part of our ongoing follow-up of these vaccines. And that is something where there's a back and forth between the company and the FDA to make sure there is sufficient and appropriate post-approval monitoring of the drug.